recording.
Hello, Hopkins Junior High. This is Dr. Tony Mazzaferro from Fullerton College. And it'll be my pleasure to make some comments today regarding your performance here at Music in the Parks. And I'm looking forward to hearing your jazz ensemble. And here we go. Nice start to your program. I love the fact that we're using an acoustic bass. We just want to make sure the amps turn down a little bit for this style of music from Sammy Nestico. Really articulate those lower notes in the trumpets. Shape that phrase there, saxes. And let's balance to the lead alto. Now trumpets, here at 25 you're starting to play background figures. So come way down in dynamic. Rhythm section has a good sense of time. I know they write out piano parts, but let's get the piano player out of the mid to lower part of the piano because it's interfering with the bass. He can even take these things up an octave for clarity of the chord structure and to hear the difference in the timbre. Yeah, nice tenor solo. I think the overwhelming thing for me right now from the band is I'd like to hear more dynamic contrast. Because dynamics and more shaping of the phrases would make this even more exciting for the audience. Yeah, both the tenor and the trumpet players have some good ideas melodically. And as you're encouraging the students to work on their improvisation, it's the idea of creating melodic lines is what they should focus on. The other thing I would do is I would suggest having the rhythm section record the solo changes so that they could practice it at home. Do-da-ba-do-do-da. Shape that a little more. Don't rush those afterbeats. We could use a little more punch on those notes, trombones, a little more articulation. The hi-hat could be a little crisper too. Yeah, nice last chord. Okay, very nice start to your program. Yeah, I love hearing these old Nestico tunes. Stylistically, we can almost not have the bass plugged into an amp for the opening. A little lighter in texture in the drums. Have the piano shift some octaves here. And then make sure we're working on the different styles of accentuation that we want to have in these charts, the different types of accents you want to work at, articulating those even more. And then shaping melodic phrases and making sure we're balancing the background figures to the melodic lines. But really nice start to your program. Bass could be more articulate here at the beginning. Yeah, we just got to line up the eighth notes and the vibes and the bass a little better. We just need a little more lead alto here. he grow into that accent at 17? More diminuendo? Da 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 da. Even though that quarter note's got a same type of accent at 24, it's got to be longer than the two eighths that preceded. Good articulation style here. Rhythm section's a little much here at 33. Remember, you want to enhance what the ensemble's doing. Yeah, nice shape. Don't put accents on those eighth note saxes. A little more edge here, trombones. Crescendo. See, sometimes our eyes get fooled into thinking we're doing things that are on the page. We really need to listen to our performance tape of our performance recording of today and think about whether we're doing all of the things that we that are on the page. Let your ears determine what's happening, not just your eyes. Now, rhythm section, don't lose your drive and intensity of time during the solo break. Yeah, nice trombone solo. Go through the second chorus, we want to make sure the rhythm section stays right in time. The fact the students are improvising. Very nice alto solo. On these shout chorus measures, 100, make sure the lead trumpet is leading the band at that point. Two dot. More accent trombones. Nice crescendo there, trumpets. Come on, saxes, you've got the melodic material here at 115, 113. Take over all that energy from the trumpets and saxes, trombones. Take longer on that fall at the end, just so it doesn't sound so abrupt on the ending. But really, a wonderful job here in the band. Nice rhythm section. Excellent job with saxes. Trombones could be a little more articulate with their tongues. And then balance to the lead alto, work at balancing to the lead alto, trumpet one and trombone one. And then shape phrases a bit more, and then continue to work on the different types of accents that we want to hear in jazz music. Also, make sure you do a lot of listening to different styles of jazz. because that will help you start to let that style become a part of you. Well, I enjoy getting a chance to hear you today, and I hope that these comments and observations will be helpful to you.